I bet that you noticed the big drop in humidity during the day yesterday. The humidity level went from tropical to moderate, and it even got down to a refreshing level for a period of time. And right now, it's really not that humid across eastern New York and western New England. It's not necessarily a super dry air mass, but the humidity is not really running at that tropical level, nor do I expect a tropical level of humidity for a while. So we're going to have mild and rather muggy summer weather as we head through the rest of the week. I'm not expecting any major problems at all, though there is the chance for a couple of thunderstorms from time to time. But the majority of the time is going to be dry and fine for outdoor activities. It's not going to be super hot. And again, that humidity is not going to be too high. So if you happen to have some time off during the second half of this week, overall, the weather picture is looking quite good. Right now, it's warm and a little bit muggy in spots. We've had a few thunderstorms around in some areas this afternoon, and there is the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm as we head through late afternoon into this evening. It's not going to rain everywhere, but there are going to be some areas that do see some rain. So if you do have outdoor plans, just keep an eye on the weather and be sure you have a safe place to go in case there is lightning nearby. Overnight lows will be largely in the 60s, so that's not as stuffy as we saw earlier this week, but that's still mild and it is going to feel somewhat muggy. A bit of fog is possible. And tomorrow looks to be a warm and muggy day. Again, it's not going to be a tropical feel. Temperatures will be largely in the 80s. I would say the low to mid 80s for most areas. We may hold in the upper 70s in the mountains, and we could hit 90 south of Albany. There's the chance for a couple of pop-up thunderstorms as we go through, especially tomorrow afternoon, but those are going to be hit or miss, so not everybody is going to see rain. The weather picture looks quiet through Friday into Saturday. Again, both days will be warm, not especially humid. High should make it up into the 80s on both Friday and Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of scattered thunderstorms, warm and muggy, a high of 78 to 86. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of scattered thunderstorms, warm and muggy, a high of 78 to 86. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, muggy, a low of 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. Scattered thunderstorms are possible, hot and muggy, a high of 86 to 92. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, muggy, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of scattered thunderstorms, warm and muggy, a high of 80 to 85. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, warm, highs in the low to mid-80s, and on Saturday, partly sunny and warm, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.